As South Sudan today joined the world in marking the International Day of Standards, a day that reminds us how vital standards are in our daily lives, from the food we eat to the medicines we take to the goods that cross our borders every single day. Standards help protect consumers, ensure quality, and also build trust in products and services.
While here in South Sudan, the issue of substandard and counterfeit goods remains a growing concern. As more goods enter the country, the need for strong inspection and also regulations and awarenesses becomes even more important, not just for the safety, but also for building confidence in our market and protection local industries.
And to help us unpack this further, we are joined by Honorable Gloria Nyoka Joseph Lasu, the Executive Director of the South Sudan National Bureau of Standards. She will help us understand what this day means for South Sudan and what's being done to ensure that the products entering our markets meet proper standards. Good morning, Honorable Gloria. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Morning, and I'm happy also to be in Miraya for this morning.
Yes, to start us off, could you tell us what International Day of Standards is all about and why it is important for us as South Sudan?
Yeah, International Day of Standards is a day that was established in 1947 when for the first time about 25 countries gathered in London to establish the international standards. And then they thought of why not having this world. And this world is always celebrated to recognize the experts and the minds behind development of standards that complies for safety and for quality of all the products, being food items or non-food items. It is an important day where all the National Bureau of Standards all over the world celebrate it, because it reminds us that we have the task to make sure that there is safety, there is quality in all the products that we are consuming.
Right, and we have the institution you head, which is South Sudan National Bureau of Standards.
Yeah.
It is hard to tell you how can you rate yourself, but what can you tell about your work so far in South Sudan?
It is hard to rate myself, but what I can say is that South Sudan National Bureau of Standards, of course, it is established by the Act of 2012 mm-hmm. for weight and measures and 2012 for standards. We have been given the mandate to do inspections at the markets inside South Sudan and also industries. And we do inspection at the borders. And our main mandate is really to make sure that any imports or any exports are complying with these standards. Mm-hmm. This is why we're in the borders, especially the main border in Nimule and the international airport. We are also in Nadapal. We are also in Kaya. And we are looking forward that at least if we can be in all the entering borders to make sure that any product that is coming South Sudan is complying for the safety and the quality.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. And looking at issues with the challenges, and your task must be very tough and some difficulties in between now. What are some of the main challenges South Sudan faces with the substandard goods entering the country?
Yeah, the main challenge is that still we are struggling with issues to do with smuggling. And you know, smuggling is not only in South Sudan, we can say all over the world. But also to address this issue of smuggling, we work together with other stakeholders like anti-smuggling and the police and the organized forces at the borders and even within the country, to make sure that this smuggling is reduced. Another challenge is that we are still coming up, although I don't like saying the word, we are still a new nation, but that is it.
We are not, actually.
We are not, yes, I don't like it. Yes. But in terms of development, we still need a lot of work to make sure that our quality infrastructure is really working well, because we don't need to work like a standard alone. Actually, standardization is not a work of National Bureau Standard alone. It is a teamwork with all the stakeholders within the country.
Right.
Yeah. And how does the National Bureau of Standards inspect or monitor the quality of products that come through our borders?
Yeah. We do have inspectors at the borders. They are there to make sure that any consignments coming to the country is inspected, is verified, and this is verified into accordance to the standards that we are using. And actually, South Sudan is using the South Sudan standards and also the harmonized adapted standard from EAC, because we are a member of EAC. We also have the rights to use the ARSO, which is the Africa Regional Standard Organization standards. Mm-hmm. And we can also use ISO standards and codex standards, and this is all to facilitate trades, and especially that we are talking about the free continental free trade area. We are also now members in harmonizing all the standards at the level of the region to make sure that we are part of the region and even part of the globe to send our products and also to import products. So we are monitoring through the compliance of the standards.
Right, and we have seen on your social media, mm-hmm. especially at the Numuli border, mm-hmm. that you always send trucks back to where they came from. Mm-hmm. Maybe they have some substandard goods or expired goods. Yeah. Even in Juba, you do some market inspection, mm-hmm. and we see that you are dumping these products outside. Could you share what these exercises have revealed so far?
This exercise is telling the traders that before you bring your products or before you even put your product on the market, mm-hmm. make sure that it is complying with the standards. And this needs that all the traders have to visit us, but even the consumers can visit us also to know about the importance of a standard on what they are consuming. Mm-hmm. Rejecting consignments, it's one of the practices that all the NBS does, because we have MOUs, we have SQMT Act of East Africa, for example, to make sure that any product crossing these countries is complying. And this is why we do the verification at the border, in case we find it is not complying, because we don't know. Maybe also some of the people will decide to bring the products without making sure that it is tested on the other side, mm-hmm. and then we reject it. And rejecting it is not just rejecting and it goes alone, but the trader has two choices. Either we reject it and write a letter and hand it to the government of the other country where the origin of that product is coming, or we have the rights also to destroy. By the end of the day, we have to issue a document saying that this consignment is destroyed or rejected because of these reasons, and so that maybe if it is from the suppliers, so the traders has the rights to go and ask for his rights back. Mm.
Yeah. I'm just trying to think out loud with the issue of the work of the Bureau of Standard. People always reduce it to food, clothing, medicine, and these things. Yeah, yeah. What about, for example, industries, when we're talking about vehicles, is it also under your institution? And what have you done so far under that? Because we are seeing old vehicles are entering. They just enter like that, and people use it. All of a sudden, it is not working. This is now, it's like South Sudan is a dumping ground for this. Yeah. Vehicles.
Yeah. Actually, the work of the Bureau is to make sure that we're having the standards that is complying for all the products, mm-hmm. being vehicles, being medicine, even health equipment, and all those, not only food but food and non-food items. Mm-hmm. But again, the Bureau does not work alone on these. For example, let's take a Minister of Agriculture. Minister of Agriculture has his own act, his own mandate, but when it comes to the standards, for example, for seed, which is imported, or for pesticide, which is imported, it is the Bureau to provide them the standard. Mm-hmm. And they have to make sure that the people are implementing those standards. This is why when we're in the border, we have to make sure that the Minister of Agriculture, for example, is telling their people to implement the standard for importing the seeds, mm-hmm. or importing the pesticide, or importing even the medicine. So we don't walk alone, but when it comes to standard, it is the mandate of the Bureau of Standard to really make sure that those standards and there, and give it to the other regulatory institutions to implement it.
Right.
Yeah. And looking from the other side, you already mentioned something about the goods that is not complying with the standard that the Bureau of Standards requires.
Yeah.
Sometimes you have a right of dealing with it or sending it back.
Yeah.
But what role do by the traders and the importers play in maintaining the standards?
The important role is that the traders, okay, we have a traders whom are still, I don't know if they are thinking that it is new for them, but their role is to make sure that even before bringing those goods, they are supposed to come to the bureau and ask us, for example, we want to import this or we want to export this, what are the standards, so that they implement that standard. Most of the cases, what happened with the rejection or destroying, it is because they did not come to the bureau and they did not know what are they supposed to do. I realize, but at least now they are learning, they are coming to the bureau asking on standards, on compliance. So it is making, this is why sometimes even we are no longer like rejecting many consignments because they are also learning. And I think that also needs an awareness so that they really know that how can they implement their standards to make sure that they are producing quality and safety goods or they are even importing quality and safety goods.
And I would just like to also ask you, from your experience and from your activities out there, if you manage to find goods that is expired and you decide to damage them and deal away with it, what were some of the reactions from the traders and the importers? Are they resisting? And apart from deciding to damage those goods and send them back sometimes, what are the measures that you put on place and take against the traders and the importers?
Yeah, sometimes they try to reject it, and those who reject it is because they didn't know the process right from the beginning, but we have to tell them that no way, and it reaches sometimes even to an action of legal procedures, because if you reject, and then we have in the act also, we have the rights to open a case against you, and then we hand you to the legal authorities, and then illegal procedures are taken. There is also fines, especially when we find it is forged or smuggled. We do also find sometimes the documents are forged for bringing those goods, or sometimes you are given documents, but when you do the verification, you find it is not the same product that is in the documents. So these ones, of course, they are taken to the legal procedures.
Right, and during our talking point for today, we had a talking point around the day, the importance of standards and how can the local or the consumers identify whether the product they are buying is not expired and it is not substandard.
Yeah.
But some of the concern they raise, they say it now, some of the traders, they remove, if it is inside a box, they remove a box that has expiry date and they put a new date and people still buy. What do you do to such people, and have you come across such cases?
Yeah, we have come across such cases, but in these cases, usually we work together with the other authorities, like the, let me say, the police or the CID or the anti-smuggling, because sometimes these things happen where bureau is not there, but at least when it is in the markets, there is cases where the police has reported to us for us to verify if really these products, because they have found it in such a condition. So there are people who have been really punished for that through the court, and we don't really agree that happens, because if this product is expired, it's supposed to be destroyed. And we usually tell them, you have also to check your shelves or to check your supermarket or your shop, that the expired goods, you have to take them out and go to the relevant authorities, the bureau, the city councils, to tell them this is expired, I want to destroy. This will be a good practices. And we also ask the consumers, it is good always to check, because sometimes also it reach a point, maybe due to the condition of storage, it is even spoiled before the expiry date. But otherwise, we work together with the other relevant institutions to make sure that forging and repackaging is not happening, although we know, you know, it is just a criminal act.
There's a concern that, as you mentioned, you are at the border points, the main ones, plus Juba.
Yeah.
Do you have presence across the states and administrative areas of South Sudan? And are you working there actively?
We are in Abyei. We have an office in Abyei. We have office in Melekal and in Reng and in Wau. And we are to also activate the one in Awil and in Torit. We have offices. And we are also, we assist also to open our office in Bor, with Jongole State, of course, and then also in Yambio. The idea is that in even the mandate for the Bureau is to make sure that actually we are in all the 10 states and the 3 administrative area. Mm-hmm. Though we are still struggling due to the to some of the fundings and this, but we also urge ourselves as a government to make sure that at least we reach all this, and we have to be active because it is concerning consumers.
Yes, and you mentioned that public awareness is really important to both traders and also consumers.
Yes.
How is the Bureau of Standard engaging consumers and the business community to educate them on the importance of buying or selling certified products?
We do awarenesses, and sometimes we also have meetings and seminars that to talk about the importance of the standards and to give them the awareness. And also we engage with the Consumer Protection Association, which is, we can call it a private NGO, which bridge gap between the consumers and the private sector and the government institution. And it is a good engagement, though still it needs a lot of awareness because few individuals, sometimes we feel like not all people goes to FMs, not all people watch TVs and this. And then we are really struggling to make sure that we have a clear strategy to do awareness to all the consumers.
Yes, and as we are...
And the private sector.
Yes. As we are concluding this interview, what message or call to action would you like to share with the public and the business community on this International Day of Standards?
As we're celebrating this International Day of Standard, even today we're having a consultative meeting for experts from different institutions concerning Codex Alimentarian Standards. Mm-hmm. I want to tell them that the bureaus, those are open for all, the consumers, the traders, even our colleagues from the public sector to come and learn more about the standards and the importance of the standards. And we are always ready to answer questions and to clarify things concerning a standard, and I would like to say a happy standard, International Day Standard.
Yes, Honorable Gloria Nyoka, Joseph Lasu, thank you so much for being part of this conversation this morning.
Thank you.